Hello, hello, hello. Time for a dose of Nikki. I was thinking, you know, hay fever allergies? Those things can be aggressive at times, uncontrollable, and persistent. You find it's that time of the year, and you find yourself sneezing repetitively, itchy and watery eyes. It's kind of like an oxymoron. Beautiful season, but a dreadful time for those who experience reactions to the new growth, the transition in the environment. Interesting. It's just like life and people. When you are undergoing a change, a transition, you find others reacting to you, right? It can be negative or positive, but there is a response. You can be embraced or rejected. Now, going back to the hay fever allergy, why do you think I classified it as an oxymoron? Do you think that people who walked the earth over 100 years ago suffered with hay fever the way many of us do today? If so, it was very rare, very rare. These are people who suffer and react to like pollen, grass, trees, you know, those types of things. But there are those that suffer with food allergies too, such as seafood and peanuts, milk allergies. Really? Milk allergies? I had never even heard of that as a child. But now you hear it, it's growing and growing and growing so much these days. So now we have all these different options of milk, almond, you know, oat, goat, all kinds of, you name it, we have it. Would you believe that peanut allergy was rare before 1990? Oh, yeah. That was just 34 years ago. Imagine that. 34 years ago, you didn't really hear about people having peanut allergies. Now it's common. Things now have to be gluten-free for many of us to eat. What is going on here today? What is going on? Food has become organic, allegedly, free from pesticides. And it costs more, too, for us to eat it. To be healthy. Isn't that something? It is stated that awareness might be a contributing factor to the increase of allergies, food allergies I'm speaking of more so. It can be awareness, knowing too much. That's why that goes to show you just how powerful the brain is. We now know that food allergy exists, such as peanut and many self-diagnose because of awareness of the symptoms, gradually accepting their fate and becoming allergic to peanuts. That's what they're insinuating. Now, part of the issue with food allergy is how they started interfering with child upbringing. And I'm talking about the theys like the doctors and stuff. You know, everybody come up with their own ideas and we follow it. And delaying the introduction to food groups such as peanuts. The doctors tell you not to give children peanuts, honey, milk, whole milk, all this stuff that we know back in the days you were getting it because we didn't have options. We didn't have the money. So we gave what we could and the children were okay. And when those things are introduced later, it can be foreign to the body. Many then develop or are now classified as having food allergies. It's kind of like going to a foreign country where the locals can drink the water. But when we come to visit, we must drink bottled water or else live in that bathroom and your trip is done. I'm just saying. Just saying. However, we know that the majority of these allergies are contributed to the environment. Man creates a problem. And now they have to develop something else to manage the issue, not resolve, just manage. It's just like plastic. Man-made the material that takes up to 500 years to decompose. Imagine that. 500 years to decompose. Then it doesn't really dissolve. It just gets smaller. Plastic. Now we have a problem. I keep saying we really need to mind our business. We really do, because you know we use plastic everywhere. All of us do. We try hard to be conscious of it and try to drink in reusable water bottles, reusable bags. I mean, many Many states have now implemented recyclable bags that they don't give you plastic bags. So that's a good start. But why did we have to do this, right? I keep saying we need to mind our business. If it's not broke, don't go trying to fix it. It's all about the money. Greed. Who came up with the idea and invented plastic? They say it's someone by the name of Leo Baekeland. In 1907, he did this. Leo Baekeland. And I hope I'm saying his name right. It's spelled B-A-E-K-E-L-A-N-D. Baekeland. When he created the synthetic plastic, it meant it contained no molecules found in nature. I'm just saying. Hey, don't hate the messenger. Listen. And when we found that out, when he introduced that plastic, we went wild. But it's causing us to suffer now. People are caught in the middle of all this. We now have to recycle. The water is getting damaged from the plastic. Animals in the water are being impacted. It's just all of the, you know, waste and the garbage is in the waters. It's just not cool. And here I go thinking, right? Here I go thinking. You need to stop thinking, right, for a minute. Nikki, you need to stop it. And I say all of this to say man caused problems. Man. Yes, I did. I said man caused problems. And we have to go and figure out how to manage the issue. For example, now we're going to stick with nature. Stay with nature. Follow me now. In our great city, in preparation for these developers to build high risers and generate money in their pockets, they do what? Cut down trees, right? Which, you know, block the sun in the process, the building that they're putting up. These high rises are blocking the sun, which impacts nature. Now, nature takes care of itself, and we know that because we were born into it, right? We came here and there were trees. It wasn't like man put those trees there. No, there were trees there automatically, okay? It balances out. Nature balances out the tree type and sex. However, there was a time that the city decided we want to plant trees to create tree-lined streets, or replace what they tore down. Well, some of it, because they'll never replace it fully. But anyway, they planted male trees, not male and female, to provide balance. Now, y'all realize that only planting male trees caused an issue. You realize that, right? The pollen count was extremely high now because the male trees are the ones that produce what? Pollen. Go figure. I'm just saying. Causing problems. Now that triggers an increase in what? Hay fever allergies, which makes the body react. Whether indirectly or directly, it caused a problem that have us people in the middle and costing us in our health and in our, what, pockets. We take medicine to manage allergy symptoms, right? People walk around like zombies with runny nose, looking high constantly because their eyes are red from rubbing them, looking like they just got into a fight with someone because their eyes are puffy. I'm just saying, mind your business. Well, now that we are in it, we have to find a way to cope. Listen to our bodies. Get in tune with it. I guess that's why people meditate, to be physically and mentally grounded. It helps with being focused and it clears the mind, gives you the strength and confidence to get through each day. Let's go out there and combat these man-made challenges and win. Eat good. Stay fit. Stretch it out, people. Laugh a bit. Until next time, on A Dose of Nikki, remember to live long and strong. Be well, my people. Be well.